You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Preston. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes, I've already been speaking to agents.
Okay. Did they set up a ticket for you already?
I believe so. I do not know what the ticket number is. It's because I'm in need of a tow, and
what was the last thing they told
you? For it. It's the last thing they told me?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry? Say it one more time. I'm sorry.
What was the last thing the agent told you?
It was going to be 200. That they had a company that would come and do it for $200 out of my pocket. So I wanted to go ahead. I wanted to go ahead and just tell that truck and tell them to roll the truck. Tell them to send it.
Okay. Let me
You're going to have to speak up. I'm so sorry.
I'm going to go ahead and make sure they know that. So give me a second.
I'm sorry. It's really hard to hear you.
It might be because of my system, because I really can't talk too much louder. I'm talking pretty loud as it is.
Yeah, and it's really loud here because I'm on the side of the highway.
I can hear your background. That's probably why you can't hear me too well. As I hear your background, yeah. And so, when you spoke to them, you didn't tell them that you wanted to do the out of pocket.
I asked them. They were going to try and see if they could find somebody that was cheaper, but at this point, I'm just over it. So I just want the truck. I just want the company that they spoke with that said they'd do it for $200 to just come and get me, please.
No, I just need a minute for them to answer.
Okay.
Thank you. Need a minute for them to answer me.
And I apologize if I'm sounding harsh or if I'm or anything like that.
I understand.
I am absolutely not directing it to y'all.
I understand.
I'm very frustrated right now.
Yes, ma'am, I do understand.
And if they need better information about where I'm at, you can tell them that I'm on 71 going south and that the 22nd Street Bridge is probably not even a quarter of a mile in front of me because I'm legit looking at the bridge.
Okay.
Because I'm actually in front of the, I'm sitting right in front of a sign that says 29th Street, 3/4 of a mile, 31st Street, 3/4 of a mile.
Okay.
They tried to, the lady I spoke with originally, she tried to send me the location thing, and for some reason it's not wanting to cooperate with my phone.
Yeah. Are you talking about, do you remember her name?
I do not. I am so sorry. I apologize.
Does Journey sound familiar?
Yeah,
no?
That sounds familiar because I spoke with I think the supervisor Charity or Cassidy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I know that they were both attempting to help me as best they could, and that you guys are having to go by what the policy will allow you to do. And I apologize to them too. I'm very, very frustrated.
It's all right.
And I know you guys get yelled at all the time, and I, like I said, I don't.
Yes, we do.
I don't intend any of it directed to y'all. I really don't intend it directed at any of y'all, because I know it's not y'all's fault.
No, man, we try our best to give to help.
I know. It's just really frustrating when you sign up for a service with the understanding that it'll be there to do what you need it to do when you need it to do, regardless of the time.
Yes, ma'am.
Only to find out it won't.
No, ma'am. There are certain times a day where it is so hard to get a tow truck. It is so hard. And
I know. And, and 9 times out of 10, if something like this happens to me, it's going to happen at night.
Yeah.
Which is the whole reason I have the service.
There are companies that work 24 hours. You know, so
mm-hmm.
that's why we work 24 hours, because there are many
no.
companies that work 24 hours.
Yeah, and believe it or not, I even actually called MDOT because they have those emergency trucks to see if
yes,
one of them could help me try and put the dang belt back on, even to see if I could get it closer to home or something, or get it home. And MDOT doesn't have any service vehicles available in this area today. They don't have any operators running at night. I guess emergency is going to happen during the day. I don't know.
Okay. I'm communicating with your agent now, and I'm letting her know that you're willing to take the $200.
Yeah.
Because she just got another quote. She just told me about another mm-hmm. quote she got, and that quote was $250. So of course you don't want that.
Yeah,
that's higher.
My wife was calling around. She found one for $236, and I'm like, screw it, just send the $200.
Right. Right.
It's just, not even 6 months ago, I could have got a tow for 20 miles, and it would have run me maybe $100.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand they've had to raise their, everybody's had to raise their prices, but and I didn't know how to get back to the line for Journey, so I just was like, okay, I'm just gonna call the line back.
You know what happened? They have the same provider, and the same provider now is saying $250.
After they said $200.
Yep. See, that's what happens. If you don't take it right away, that's what they do. And you got to call them back. And when you call them back, they up it, because they know, okay, you didn't find anything else.
Tell her at this point, I don't care. Just roll it. I mean, you guys had to talk with me because I wasn't expecting to have to pay anything out of pocket.
So, you know, you can also.
I just want to go home.
I'm gonna tell her you said take it, but
yeah,
you might be able to present this to your insurance company for reimbursement consideration. Yeah,
I'm beyond pissed off right now.
I would.
And it's entirely possible
that
they'll get here. It's entirely possible that they'll get here, and I'll be able to explain to them that the reason I didn't take it was because I had to make sure that I had the funds available to do it.
Now she wanted me to tell you. She wants me to tell you that they only take cards.
I've got a card.
Okay. I'm going to tell her you have a card. I'm going to tell her now.
I was frustrated and I still had to, yeah. I mean, it's like, just because I didn't tell them to roll right away doesn't mean...
This is what they do, and they're wrong. They are wrong. I mean, this is what they do, though.
I'm going to talk to them when I get here, too.
Take advantage. They take advantage.
I'm going to talk to them. Yeah, I'm going to talk to them when I get here, too. And tell them, you know, they had to contact me back and let me know what was going on. And then I had to contact. I had to check and make sure I had the availability, the ability to do that. I mean, does she happen to know what the name of the company is?
She's calling them back now. She said before they go up on the price again, she's calling them right now. And you said,
yeah,
what
if
is
they go up on the price, if they go up on the price again, there's one that I my wife contacted that called me 236, and I'll call
okay.
them.
Okay.
I mean, but
so
I need
you want
to
know what is
say.
The company's name, right?
Yeah, if she doesn't mind. Because if they're gonna play this game, then they can get nothing instead of what they're
doing. I know, right?
You know?
I know, right? I know. Shoot.
I mean, I
feel the same
me,
way. And if I waited for, this long already, you know, but go ahead. I'm
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, I mean, pardon me for saying it this way, but they can take something or they can take shit fuck nothing.
I know, right?
I mean.
Right.
The guy that I talked to, the guy that I just got off the phone, that my wife got off the phone with, said it did not matter if I called him back in a few minutes or if I called him back in an hour. He wasn't going to change that price for me.
Wow.
So, I mean, they can play games if they want to. I'll give it to somebody who ain't going to be shady as shit.
The company's name is Benfer Enterprises. BENFER Enterprises. So at the moment she the moment she BENF as in Frank and ER.
Got it. Oh, these
are
out of independent.
Yeah, the moment she secures this, you're going to receive a text message with their name, number, and the ETA.
You know what? I'm looking at their reviews. Tell her no.
You don't want to do it with them?
No, I'm looking at their reviews, and they're saying that they did. The other people are saying they did this, and the minute that they got here, they raised the price after they got here. After they got to them, I'm going to call Trinity back, and then I'm going to get with my. I'll contact the insurance side. And I'll get everything submitted to have them reimburse me with everything.
Okay, so
I'm not going to do that. Not when they go change their prices at the end. I can't do that. They're going to try. I know what they're going to do just by reading their reviews. Tell her that she might that y'all might want to.
Oh yeah, they are out of network for us. They are not in network.
Okay.
So
yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So
okay. I appreciate it. I'm gonna call the place my wife had, and I'm gonna see if I can get them to go ahead and roll for me, okay?
Okay, so you want us to cancel, right?
Yeah, tell her absolutely cancel that. After I just read what I just read, no thank you.
No, I mean, so you're not going to wait for us any longer either, though. That's what I mean. Cancel.
No, I'm going to go ahead and call this one because they said they can be here in about 20.
Okay, so I'm going to tell them you have somebody.
Okay, thank you so much. Tell her I appreciate you guys trying to help me out with it. And I'll get with Clear Cover and get them to get this figured out. They're gonna give me my money back.
yeah, you should do that.
They're the ones who misrepresented what you guys offered. So
okay.
All right, thank you guys so much. I'm gonna
thank
go
you.
Ahead
I'm sorry about the inconvenience for you. Sorry about that.
No worries. I appreciate y'all. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye.
Bye.